Do you love your business? You should, right? Well, sometimes we just don't. It's my hope that this, the My Daily Business Coach podcast, helps you regain a little of that lost love by providing tips and tactics, tools, insights, inspiration, all the good stuff to help you actually enjoy running your business. In addition to actionable tips and tactics that you'll be able to execute immediately, you'll also hear from creative small business owners around the world who've been able to sidestep the hustle and build a business that merges their passion with their purpose and provides a profit. I'm your host, Fiona Kalacki, founder of My Daily Business Coach. Let's get going. Hello and welcome to episode 233 of the My Daily Business Coach podcast. My name is Fiona Kalacki and you are tuned in to a tip episode. That's really where I give you a kind of quick tip, tool or tactic that you can implement immediately. All of these episodes are 10 minutes or less, or they should be. Sometimes my editor's like, this is way over, Fiona. But today I'm going to try and keep it in that 10 minutes, keep it short and sharp and, you know, really easily accessible. So before we get stuck into that, two quick things. Of course, I want to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians on the beautiful land on which I live and work and play and record this podcast. And that is the Wurundjeri and Wurrung people of the Kulin Nation. And I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and acknowledge that sovereignty has never been ceded. The other thing I wanted to mention is that Marketing for Your Small Business course and coaching program is back. So if you want to nail your marketing in 2023, and, you know, for the rest of this year, but really hone in and create an incredible marketing plan that is very strategic, that is not just like throw this at the wall or maybe I should be doing that platform because everyone's suddenly doing it, and getting really strategic in your marketing, definitely sign up to that. That course and coaching program will happen soon. It's a 9-week program. You go through the Marketing for Your Small Business course. You have access to that at any time as soon as you sign up. And then we meet every week for 9 weeks. And it's just the best. I love doing this course because at the end, you can opt in to actually present your marketing strategy and plan to the rest of the people in the course. And I think it keeps you super accountable. So you're not one of those, I think it's like 80 or 90% of people who buy courses and never actually finish them. You are not. You're going to be in the top 10, 20%. And you actually have to stay accountable, do the work so that you can present to the rest of the team at the end of the 9 weeks. So if you're interested in that, definitely check out marketingforyoursmallbusiness.com. You can also email us if you want more information, hello@mydailybusinesscoach.com. All right, let's get into today's quick tip episode. So over the last, few months since the start of June, as people will well know, if you're on my email list, if you've been listening to this podcast, if you're a client, I have gone through a major health challenge. Not major, it's not like, you know, but I've had to really reassess a bunch of things because of 3 slip discs in my back. And I've done all sorts of treatment, acupuncture, cupping, physio, meditation, GPs, neurosurgeons, all of it. And it's been really eye-opening. And I've watched a lot of documentaries. I've read a lot of books. That's who I am. I'm just a researcher at heart. And so one of those documentaries that I watched is Heal, H-E-A-L, like heal yourself. And I remember watching this when it first came out in 2017, because I was trying to get pregnant. It wasn't working. And we watched this and, you know, I was like, okay, if I could just think it into existence. I don't think that that stuff is actually true necessarily. I don't think people can just think themselves better if they have cancer or anything like that. But I do strongly believe in a mind-body connection and, you know, all the stresses and other things that can go on can actually have a physical response. Now, I was watching Heal for the second time or maybe the third time when I got into this back injury. I was like, okay, let me watch this again and see if I can take anything out of it that was different from the last 2 times I've watched it. And so I watched it and, you know, I'm always blown away when I watch it. It's easy to watch it and be like, oh, okay, if I just think right. But I definitely think there were some really, really good parts of it. And one thing that really stood out to me was when one of the experts, and I actually looked up all the people that were interviewed, and I can't see this guy, he played a very small part in the documentary, but he said, and I'm paraphrasing, but something along the lines of the problem is the portal, as in portal, P-O-R-T-A-L. The problem is the portal. And I have been really using that as a mantra for like literally the last few months in life, but also in business. And I think in business, obviously this is a business podcast, I really think this can be so useful in business. So recently I had a client call me and they were very upset about something that had happened outside of their control in sort of the supply of product. And we talked about lots of different things. And one of the things that has come up is just changing some of their policies, changing some of their systems. Now, I think using this mantra, the problem is the portal, is such a great way to move from being overwhelmed and stressed and freaking out about a problem to being curious, a bit calmer. I mean, of course, we're all human, and really seeing like, how is this problem a portal to a better business, to a business that's going to run with better policies, better systems and processes, better legal contracts and things like that. And I think, you know, with my back as well, the problem is the portal. The problem is my back. And it was a portal to stop, to reassess. I had been totally not meditating for months and months and months, where I used to do that quite a bit. I had totally let my end of day ritual drop out. So I was working right up until the point I had to pick up my kids. So there was no sort of gap in the end of the day, whereas there used to be. We had let certain things slide in some of our systems. And so I really had to assess and go, okay. And I can honestly say that having this back challenge has been a portal to a whole bunch of interesting things, whether they're really deep conversations with some of my clients who also, I did not know, suffer from chronic pain. And I mean, anyone that suffers with chronic pain, my God, I'm sending you the biggest hug. I don't know how people do it. I've only had a couple of months and it's really hard. So, you know, it's allowed me this portal, this gateway to get curious about all these other things. So I guess the tip today is really to think about, maybe there's a problem in your business right now. Maybe there's a staff member that's, you know, just being a bit slack, or maybe there is a bigger problem. Maybe there's some, you know, big financial problem. Maybe you've got tax issues. Maybe there's some manufacturing problem that is huge and is really going to impact you. Think about, if you can, how is this problem the portal? And I know it can sound really fluffy and like, oh, that's really nice to say, but like, I'm actually dealing with a whole lot of big insert four-letter word here right now. But perhaps if you just take a step back, maybe take an hour back, maybe take a week back, whatever you need to take a step back and think about, how is this a portal? Maybe we need to change, say in the staff member, maybe we need to change our onboarding and maybe we need to do more one-on-ones so this person feels very supported. Maybe we need to catch up with people more often. Maybe we need to really look at our supply chain and look at all the parts and not rush things. Maybe, you know, all the different maybes, but really consider, how is the problem the portal? It has helped me so much. I cannot even express. I feel like I'm saying it multiple times in my head throughout, especially the last few months, but it's something that I'm going to take with me for life, I think, in all instances. How is the problem the portal? And I really hope that helps you, as fluffy as it may seem. When I first heard it, I mean, it instantly just was like, oh, and I'd watched that film two other times. It didn't hit me. I think sometimes things have to hit you when they have to hit you. And that, when the man said it on the screen, it just instantly was like a big neon sign, like the problem is the portal. And I've used it ever since. And I really hope that today it helps you, whatever you are dealing with. Consider going from a state of, you know, chaos and, you know, feeling really overwhelmed to one of calmness and feeling curious. How can I get curious? How is this allowing me a gateway to do things in a different way, maybe a better way, maybe improve in certain aspects that will help me long term? How is the problem the portal? So that is it for today's quick tip episode. Definitely under the 10-minute mark. My editor will be happy. But yeah, I just wanted to kind of remind you again, if you're interested in Marketing for Your Small Business and the course and coaching program, definitely head on over to marketingforyoursmallbusiness.com. If you want to go through this again in text format, you can find it in the full show notes over at mydailybusinesscoach.com/podcast/233, as this is episode 233. Thank you so much for listening. If you found this useful, I would love it so much if you might share it with a small business friend. Just help other people. Maybe they really, really need to hear, at the moment, the problem is the portal. All right, take care. See you next time. Bye. Thanks for listening to the My Daily Business Coach podcast. If you want to get in touch, you can do that at mydailybusinesscoach.com or hit me up on Instagram at mydailybusinesscoach.